Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from the Intel Developer Forum in San Francisco, and I am delighted to be joined by Dr. Pradeep Dubey, Intel Fellow at Intel Labs. Welcome.
Thank you.
So Pradeep, you are one of our leading thinkers on the world of artificial intelligence, and that has certainly been a theme at IDF this year. Can you just introduce yourself to the audience and talk a little bit about what you do at Intel?
Yes, I head a research lab called Parallel Computing Lab. Our goal is to look for applications where computing is either non-existent or highly inefficient and change that.
Now, I know that you delivered what we call a tech insight yesterday at IDF. Why don't you talk a little bit about the key themes that you delivered to developers about the space?
So the key theme was that we need to scale our computing infrastructure so that it can meet the computational needs of AI. Artificial intelligence did not require a lot of compute historically. Now the new approach to artificial intelligence that is based on machine learning is where you need lots of compute. So how do we scale our software, hardware, toolchain ecosystem for IA so that it can meet the needs of AI?
What is driving the change in terms of the compute requirements within the move to machine learning?
Artificial intelligence is the vision where machines, computers, will be indistinguishable from humans.
Mm-hmm.
That's the vision of AI. It's not new. It's been our dreams for decades. And to say the least, it has been a struggle for decades because the approach to doing it has so far been based on expert-crafted, human-crafted rules, knowledge representations, insights, heuristics. That means we have been relying on experts, not just humans, but experts amongst us to tell us the right rules to win a game, the right features to spot a face. And that's very difficult because those experts are just not there, enough of them, right? Anytime you rely on experts, you're not going to be scalable. Now, this has changed. Now, we can actually benefit from the large amount of digital data so that machines on their own, without relying on experts, can learn the right features, the right rules. So machine-derived knowledge, machine-derived learning is the new thing that's changing AI. This theory was around for a long time, but there was not enough data for it to be practiced, for it to make sense. Now that we have enough data and enough compute, this approach to understanding data and gaining insight about data, understanding the right features, understanding the right rules is now so popular. So that's why now we need a lot of compute because we have to crunch a lot of data so that we can automate the process, which so far never needed a lot of compute because it was relying on human experts.
So our focus has shifted from coding how to make the right decision to coding how to ask the right questions.
Yes, so that machines can, on their own, find the right features which matter to make the right decisions.
So how does that impact the way that we at Intel look at this in terms of delivering the underlying infrastructure that fuels the next generation of artificial intelligence?
So because now artificial intelligence is counting on the tool of machine learning, which in turn is counting on computers' ability to crunch lot of data, machine learning by definition is a set of algorithms where performance improves over time. How does it improve over time? It improves over time because the machine keeps crunching more and more data. When it hears more and more people who talk with an accent like mine, it begins to understand my accent better, right? So that's the new requirement, to be able to crunch a lot of data fast enough, soon enough, which means our ability to deliver means of accessing data, storing data, not on slow mediums, but in fast medium, as in memory, being able to access them not in milliseconds, but in nanoseconds, and be able to process lots of them, not in weeks and days, but in hours.
What are you most excited about in terms of what we can help developers deliver in terms of new uses of technology?
The most exciting thing is this algorithm called deep learning, which is a subclass of machine learning algorithm, which is based on derived or inspired by our neural networks in our brain. And it's called deep neural network or deep learning. Why? Because it has more than one or two intermediate layers called hidden layers between the input and output layers. It's training or learning a deep neural network. The exciting part of this is that this approach to doing things is now actually delivering performance better than the best for certain tasks, like finding a face, like recognizing a voice. So on speech recognition, image recognition is delivering ultimate performance. Then the exciting thing is that the programming for all of this is done at a higher level. So people do not need to become low-level ninja programmers. They can actually be at the level of frameworks where you can drag and drop and create your neural networks and your job is done. So developer's job is done at that very high level. And after that, our tools take over. And the frameworks like Cafe, which is very popular, we enable them through our libraries, our tools, on not on large number of multi-node cloud clusters, so that developers can benefit from the performance and scaling of high-performance computing systems without needing to know the details of how to balance compute, communication, messaging, latency, and all that, because all of those things matter, and we take care of those things.
It seems like open source innovation is incredibly important in this space. How is Intel engaged?
Now, many students and academics have keen interest in how to make deep learning happen and happen better and faster. So what we're doing additionally is now we are open sourcing the deep learning portion of our math kernel library called MKL-DNN. DNN stands for Deep Neural Network. So we have all those primitives already in MKL, but we are extracting the deep learning portion of it and making it available as an open source so that people can contribute to it, understand and see what we have done and benefit from it.
That's fantastic. And it seems to me the speed of innovation is really accelerating. And the focus at IDF this year has been incredible in this space. What do you think comes next?
Yes, you're absolutely right. I've never seen a technology move from research labs and academics all the way to literally where rubber hits the road, because it's getting deployed in self-driving cars. So it's literally hitting the road. And we are further accelerating it by doing all we can from our side, whatever it takes, an acquisition, our own hardware roadmap, our software roadmap, opening up, open source. On all fronts, we are firing on all cylinders, because the pace has never been faster of this innovation actually getting practiced, and we want to further accelerate it, because nothing is more exciting for compute. This is almost like God sent. Let there be compute.
This is the Holy Grail.
This is the Holy Grail, right?
Well, Pradeep, thank you so much for being on the program today. It's been a real pleasure talking to you. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.